Blog Talk Radio.
Drumsticks and a clear guitar. Two clear guitars, and they're so cute. So I don't know if they're glass. They probably are glass. But good morning and welcome to the Morning Breath Morning Show. I am your host, Lena J. Now, the phone lines are open if you would like to call in and listen, or if you just want to, you know, participate in the show. definitely do that. The call-in number is 347-324-5717. You guys are more than welcome to participate in the conversation. Now, during the shows, I play a little music, you know, talk about news and, you know, things like that. So you guys are more than welcome to come into the chat room or, you know, just if you want to call in, just listen, you can do that as well. I hope you want to participate, you can do that as well. Now, today is Friday, September the 11th. Now, today, back in 2001? Yeah, 2001, you guys? I don't want to get it wrong. Either 2001 or 2011. I think it was 2001. It was probably 2001. And that's bash because I should know that. I should definitely know that. But everyone knows what happened, you know, September the 11th. It was a horrible, horrible incident that happened in New York. So what I want to do right now is just give a moment of silence for the families and everyone that has lost their life. So we're going to do a moment of silence. Okay, so that was a moment of silence for everyone that lost their lives on September the 11th in New York. Definitely a horrible incident that happened. And what really bothers me till this day is that the mayor, well, he's no longer the mayor, but the mayor of New Orleans, he knew Katrina was coming. And everyone in New York, they didn't know this was going to happen in New York. No one knew this was going to happen. But in New Orleans, they had warnings. You know, they knew that Hurricane Katrina was coming. They were able to prepare. They didn't have a lot of time to prepare, but they did have time to prepare. So the one thing that really bothers me about the situation is that the mayor, he was very insensitive about the situation with Hurricane Katrina. A lot of companies like Amtrak and Greyhound, they actually advised the mayor that, you know, we can provide our services for you to get your people, you know, out of harm's way. But he declined their offers and stated that, okay, we got these levees, they'll be fine, we'll be fine. And we all know how that turned out. A lot of people lost their lives. So he made a comment when he was being interviewed by a lot of reporters. He made a comment that he was tired, you know, of all the construction, all the, you know, debris and all the, you know, the after facts of New Orleans. He was very insensitive. So he was, you know, he said he was tired of that. He said he wanted to hear some music. You know, he want to get back to that. That's fine and dandy, but those comments should not be made because there are still buildings that are not completely redone from Hurricane Katrina. And a New York reporter, you know, kind of asked him a question about his insensitivity towards the, you know, the situation with Hurricane Katrina. So another insensitive comment that came out of his mouth, you know, he kind of made a comment towards September 11th, and he made it seem like, you know, September 11th was not a big deal, you know, that they had more tragic accident or incident with Katrina. But, I mean, both incidents are horrible, tragic moments in history, in life. But he was extremely insensitive about that, and I felt that he was completely wrong. So I really don't have any love or respect for that mayor. So I'm glad he's no longer mayor. Thank goodness. But on to lighter news, everyone. Like I stated before, you know, the phone lines are open, 347-324-5717. Phone lines are open. Chat room is open. You guys can come in and keep me company. Also, I have a new Facebook page for the show. It is Morning Breath Morning Show on Facebook. Definitely go follow us. I just started this page, so I don't have any likes. So you guys help me out here. Go and like the page. I would really appreciate the love and support. I'm going to try to do the show once a week. If I have more time, then I can do it more than once. But definitely once a week, I'm going to play, you know, upbeat music to get you guys going in the morning, you know, because it's Friday. Hey, we got to get going. It's Fridays. For some of you, it's payday. So definitely we got to get going. Speaking of get going, you guys hear about that new show called Dr. Ken is coming out. You guys saw the promos on that where Dr. Ken, he's an actual doctor, you guys. Outside of acting, he's an actual doctor. And the promo is him and a obese patient. So, you know, Dr. Ken is telling him this is normal, that's normal, this is normal. And so the guy was like, well, you know, what's wrong with me? And Dr. Ken was like, oh, nothing, you're just fat. So, I mean, if you listen to, if you watch the promo, the way they did it, it was kind of funny. The way I did it was not funny, but the way he did it on the promo was kind of funny. And, you know, everyone always has to have something to say, always something negative. Honestly, the show is comedy. It's for entertainment. You know, not really poking fun at anyone. It's just for laughs, for entertainment. It, you know, I didn't see anything wrong with it. But there is an organization called the Obesity Action Coalition, and they are stating that this is fat shaming. And, you know, they want that part of the show to be removed. They want to be, you know, want it to be removed from the promos and everything like that. So I don't see anything wrong with it. I thought it was funny. But, you know, you guys can, like, kind of chime in and let me know what you think. I thought it was funny. So anyway, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. And then I'm going to get to the shooting in Virginia with the news reporter live on air. Definitely want to get into that with you guys because I found out some very interesting information. I don't know if it's true or not, so I'm going to give you my opinion on it. So after this break, we're going to talk about that.
My car and foreclosure on my house. If I don't come up with the moolah, they say that they're gonna put me out. I ain't got a pot to piss in. My luck went out the door, so I figured I'd chase my dreams right now. Ain't nothing on me back no more. When I got laid off my job, my bills started stacking up. I told the bank about my hardship, but they really didn't give a fuck. I ain't got a pot to piss in. My luck went out the door, so I figured I'd chase my dreams right now. Ain't nothing on me back no more. I know I'm not the only one.
That is definitely true. When you're down, rock bottom, there's only one way to go, and that's up. So always think positive. You know, always, always. Everyone goes through their different situations, but things will always get better. If you think and know and feel that things are going to get better, they're going to get better. But if you have the attitude that things are going to, you know, always go wrong, then guess what? Things are always going to go wrong. Now, anyway, I want to give the number out to you guys again. The phone number is 347-324-5717. So let's talk about this shooting in Virginia with the newscaster and the cameraman. Everyone knows by now that, you know, these two were shot and killed on live TV. The shooting was done by the shooter was a previous employee of the news station. And there was a lot of talk that the news reporter and the cameraman had a problem with him, that he was, I mean, that, you know, he had a problem with them, stating that they were racist. You know, they always, you know, made him feel like he wasn't welcome, things like that. So, you know, he took things into his own hand. He waited until, you know, they were live on the air before he decided to shoot and kill them. Now, on Facebook, you guys, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And one of the pages that I am following, which I think I'm going to stop following them because they really don't go through their information. They don't make sure that their information is correct before, you know, they post it. They just post whatever. And one of the things that they posted is, you know, stating that this shooting in Virginia with the newscaster and the cameraman was a hoax. So I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. Now, I know this show is, I mean, I know the page that I'm following. I know that it's infamous for, you know, not making sure that their information is accurate and correct before they post it. And I was like, okay, let me go on Google and Google this information. Now, when I pulled up the information, yeah, it brought up a lot of pages, not reputable pages, not reputable websites. You know, things like CNN. There was nothing on CNN about this. There was nothing on the news about this. So I'm like, okay, all these websites that are not really reputable that I've never heard of, they are stating that the shooting was a hoax. I decided to click on one of them, bring it up, and the one guy, the only thing that he can say was that the news reporters reaction to the shooting was delayed. You know, he was stating that, you know, you see how she nodded late and she waited until, you know, such and such amount of time before she nodded and she acknowledged him, things like that. So he played the same clip over and over and over during his entire 7 minutes of his rambling on, and he couldn't justify why, you know, this was a hoax. So to me, it was like, okay, you're just reaching. You're trying to look for information. So I really didn't, you know, kind of go by what he was saying. He really couldn't prove to me that this was a hoax. Plus, if it was a hoax, you know, it would be on CNN, it would be on the news, things like that. You know, Good Morning America, things like that. You know, we would have heard about this by now. But all these websites that I've never heard of, you know, before were stating that, hey, this is a hoax. I think this was just more of a ploy to kind of get people to go to their pointless websites and really, you know, didn't hold any water. You know, there was even one website that stated that, you know, the newscaster, her boyfriend wasn't actually her boyfriend. You know, she had a completely different boyfriend. How do you know that's not her ex-boyfriend? You know, this picture of some other guy that you pulled up. How do you know that's her ex-boyfriend? That could be her ex-boyfriend. You know, and then they were saying that, you know, her current boyfriend at the time of her death, he, you know, it seemed like he was reading from a script, like his speech was scripted. Okay, some people, they react to, you know, a deaf in different ways. A lot of people are mute. A lot of people are, you know, over the top. People deal with deaf a different way. And they were trying to say, okay, well, he didn't react to her death the way, you know, normal people would react. You really can't say that because people react different ways. So that really bothered me. They also stated that her dad, you know, he didn't cry, you know, when he was being interviewed, and that, you know, he was an actor. Okay? What does his livelihood have to do with the fact that his daughter passed away, that his daughter was shot and killed? That has nothing to do with anything. You know, they felt that he was just acting, you know, and everything was fake. Like I said, everyone responds to death a different way. Some people, it hits them later. Some people, it hits them right away. Some people have to kind of, it has to register in them, you know, before they break down. Some people don't even break down. Some people don't even cry, you know. They're crying on the inside, not the outside. But honestly, they can say it's a hoax all they want to. Until I see it on CNN or any other reputable website that I know of, or until I see it on the news, I'm not going to say that this is a hoax, because they really haven't proved to me that it is a hoax. They were just reaching, okay? And moving on from that, I also read about breastfeeding. Now, there's a lot of back and forth about breastfeeding and how, you know, some people feel that, you know, women shouldn't breastfeed out in public. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's their right to feed their baby anywhere and anytime they need to feed their child, you know, yada, yada, yada. So there's a lot of back and forth about breastfeeding. So I was reading an article about breastfeeding and how, you know, breastfeeding exposes babies to toxins in the air. So I don't know about that one. I think that report was more so from someone that, you know, doesn't agree with women breastfeeding out in the public. So that could have been, you know, the reason for that. But you never know. You never know. You guys can definitely call in, come into the chat room, and give me your two cents, your, you know, which, how you feel about that. And let's go to sports now. Sports, sports, sports. Let me go with tennis. Now, you all know that Venus and Serena, they had to match up again. And, of course, the first time, I believe Serena won the first time. And the second time, Serena won again. So congratulations to Serena Williams. And it's never hard when you have to play against a family member. You know, family members may be competitive, but when it's sister and sister, brother and brother, you know, it's hard, you know, to play against your brother or your sister. It's really hard. I know that for me, if it was me and my brother, if it was more of a, you know, something where people are not watching us and we're just having fun, yeah, me and my brother, we're going to be competitive. Oh, yeah, I'm going to beat you. And yeah, yeah, you know, just talking a whole bunch of crap. That's what we do. You know, we can get competitive. But if it comes down to a championship or, you know, I win money, I'm going to be like, wow, you know, I have to compete against my brother. I don't think that's fair. I don't think I should be able to do that. I don't think I should do that. You know, that's my brother. So I don't know how she felt. She probably must have felt, you know, a little conflicted that, yeah, I have to play this game against my sister, but, you know, it's my sister. So, okay, and going to the NFL, football, love it, love it, love it, love it. Now, you all know about Tom Brady and his suspensions and the whole, you know, deflation of the balls and stuff like that, yada, yada, yada. You guys all know how the courts overturned, you know, his suspension, and he was able to play in yesterday's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, everyone that knows me knows that I'm not a Steelers fan. I'm not fond of the Patriots. Definitely not fond of them. But I'm definitely a Steeler hater for life. So I was definitely rooting for the Patriots, even though I don't like the Patriots. But anybody that plays against the Steelers, I will always play for the opposing team, definitely. But they won against the Steelers, so congratulations to the Patriots for their win. They played an awesome game. It started raining towards the end, and the rain was coming down. You know, me being a girl, I would have been like, okay, it's time to stop this game until it starts, you know, stops raining, and then we can, you know, continue this game. But I would have been like, no, I'm not playing in this rain. But, you know, they continued to play. They did an awesome job. Congratulations to them. And Ben Worthless Burger, that's what I call him. So any Steeler fans that's listening, I don't care. I don't like the Steelers. So he threw the first interception of the season. Go ahead, Ben. You are awesome. Just awesome, awesome. And it took a while for the Steelers to get on the board. It really did. And I don't feel bad about it. Like I said, not a Steeler fan. Now, going on, I only have 2 minutes left, guys, and I want to talk about this last thing, get this in there before, you know, I have to end my show for the day, for the week. Dust mites. I saw a report about dust mites on your bed. Now, when you get up in the morning, of course, some people, they will immediately make their bed. Reports show that, you know, with the dust mites on the bed, as soon as you get up and make your bed, you're trapping those dust mites in your bed. So they said, you know, kind of wait a minute before you make your bed. Just, you know, just let things last. So next time you get up in the morning, just, you know, take a couple of minutes before you make your bed. You don't have to make it right away. I know some of you, you know, with OCD are like, nope, that's not going to happen. But, you know, if you want to, look it up. Google it. Okay. But I want to thank everyone that popped in, popped out. I really appreciate you. Go to my Facebook page and check that out. And I will see you guys next week. And don't forget, smiling is contagious. Try to infect as many people as you can. Have a good weekend.
I love your face, you love the taste, that sugar base.
off on top of your ride.